Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start the show off the same way we start every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we're back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, Keith Fadnimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norell for sponsoring the show. We do appreciate it. Also, thank you for letting us film and your location day. We appreciate that. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
How's it going, you guys? This is Jacob J. White, JJW at Toyota Auto. Just here, starting out, looking to sell some vehicles to some people in Fort McMurray. Grew up here in Fort McMurray, so I'm really excited to help the locals out, making sure that we keep things as loyal as possible. We hear a lot of stories about people running off to our city in the south, but you know what, come down, check us out before you do go that way, because you'd be really surprised what we're willing to do for you guys down here.
There we go. Okay. Have you always gone by this like alias of JJW?
Actually, is that a new thing you've been throwing out? That's a new thing. I'm throwing it out there.
I like it.
You know, I just want something that is easy to catch on to. Everybody's known me in town for a really long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I don't know.
That's cool. You should keep that. Like, keep that going.
I can't get rid of it. It's my name. So, you know, I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life.
That's awesome. All right. So before we start talking about business, Toyota, all this other thing, we were talking a little bit while you're getting your mic on. You just watched a brand new movie a few days ago.
Oh, it was wonderful.
The Foreigner with Jackie Chan.
The Foreigner with Jackie Chan. Yes.
I love Jackie Chan. Rumble in the Bronx. We could go through all of the Jackie Chan movies. This movie, Jackie Chan's older now.
Yeah, actually, he plays an older man in the film. That's probably a big part of what brought him as the part for that film, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's something else to see this guy from, like, those old school movies to, like, him and Chris Tucker in Rush Hours to now he's doing
all the
this.
Way back to even a Kurt Russell film.
Kurt Russell film.
Yeah, Showdown, something like that, Little China.
Okay, I don't know.
Very,
that
very
one.
Big film. It's Kurt Russell.
I don't know. I got to look into this. Usually we'd be
big
at the
trouble
studio.
And we little, get Big Trouble and China. Little China.
Big is Trouble that, and Little China.
Is that Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
So actually, Jet Li and Jackie Chan are in that film. It's hard to spot them, but they're members of the gang that he's fighting in the beginning
okay.
of the movie. Yeah, pretty amazing. Yeah, they were just little kids, right? Now he's doing The Foreigner.
So are these kung fu films something like you grew up watching, or is it just Jackie Chan primarily?
You know what, growing up in Fort McMurray, man, you had to find out you know, what you were going to do with your day by being creative. You know, there wasn't a lot here when we were kids. It was the ski hill or make a ski hill.
That's right.
Sometimes we would do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
a lot of movies growing up for sure.
Yeah. It is true. Like Fort McMurray back in the day, Fort Mac, like you had your video rental facilities.
Oh, what a time.
And you had to go there.
Oh, so fun.
You had to go there, and it wasn't like back in, it turned into a Blockbuster or a Rogers years later, but that's not what it was prior to.
Oh, Videonix, right?
Videonix, I was just going to say, man. Videonix and Thickwood, that was the spot that you would go get your movies, get your video games.
The Espejo family.
That's right.
Yeah, her father was amazing.
That's right.
One of the first computer stores you could go to was Videonix.
Yeah, and then the Espejos moved into, the family grew. And then both of our, was he the vice principal for you as well? Mr. Espejo,
yeah,
vice principal, Father Merck.
Just an amazing teacher and principal.
Yeah,
he was.
I am fortunate enough that I only had to spend one or two times in his office. I was okay.
Well, I lived there,
You lived there.
But I woke up there sometimes.
That's right. Yeah. You and him were best of friends.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. I haven't seen him in a really long time. Still see George kicking around every now and then.
Yeah, George McWiggin is still superintendent.
Yeah, he's keeping it real.
I don't know if he might have another year in him. He might not. There's some rumors kicking around about him.
You know what? He's invincible. Yeah. In my eyes, that guy will live forever.
That's... His mustache. I have a pretty decent mustache going right now, but like, there's nothing that competes with McWiggin's mustache.
I make sure to trim below McWig's mustache at all times. Yeah. If I ever get to that length, I know I'm going too far. I got to shorten her up. Yeah.
So I don't have to ask you the question because I know it. Me and Tanner have this ongoing thing that we ask people before McMurray. Hey, what high school did you go to? What did you rep? You repped Merck.
Absolutely, yeah.
So Tanner's a comp kid, but listen, everybody makes mistakes in life. What was your experience like from Merck? Because we all grew up differently in different crowds. I just remember you always, you were there. You were, I remember seeing you.
I was there
you.
For a long time.
Yeah, but the one thing is, you might not have liked myself. I didn't love actually going to school as far as this classical component.
I loved going to school.
I remember you really enjoying and embracing the high school experience.
Oh, absolutely. I loved it. You know, it was a place where, we weren't getting paid because we were kids, but at that age, that's almost how you get paid. You know, your parents expect something of you. As long as you meet those expectations, you're being praised constantly by everyone around you. So, you know, and you can find praise in many different ways, lots of different avenues when you're at a young age like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be a poet or a writer. You can be an artist. You can be a musician. You could be anything that you want at that age.
Yeah.
And I remember Father Merck just being really, really good at embracing each individual for what they were good at and really lifting them up. I mean, I was a lot of trouble when I was young, but those teachers loved me and I felt safe there. And I love that school.
That's awesome, man.
Our old religion teacher is our principal there now.
Yeah, Lisa Miller.
Yeah.
Starting from the bottom, moving up. And there's no bottom when you're an educator. No. But she literally was the religion teacher.
Yeah.
She progressed through her career. And now it's funny because I remember her the same way. She was she came on our grad retreat.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, she threw that. Man. Yeah. She was in charge of organizing that kind of thing,
right? That's right.
And I wasn't allowed to go, unfortunately.
No? Hey, listen. We all get the one thing that I love about Fort McMurray and Father Merck in particular, and it kind of leads off of what you're saying there, is I was not the best student in the world by any stretch of the imagination. But after graduating, those teachers still are in this community. My wife is a teacher. She's a vice principal now, for goodness sakes, in the Catholic school board.
Yeah.
I spend more time at Merck as an adult than I did as a child, for goodness sakes.
There you go.
So, but those teachers, although me not being the best student, they loved me. They supported me.
Yeah. They made you feel like you were a good student.
Yeah, and even as an adult, they're just like, hey, how are you doing? Yeah. And there's the sense of community and love that school fostered. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
So listen, man, I got a text message from Tanner. He texted me his Max City Minute questions for you.
Okay.
You got them done quick this time. Okay. Tanner is here today, but we had some technical difficulties, so you can't hear his voice. But before we get started, McMurray Denture Center is the sponsor for the Max City Minute today.
Awesome.
They're right down the street from you.
Awesome.
Listen, if you ever find yourself in a bind and you need some pearly whites that aren't yours, that's where you go.
That's where I'm going.
Your first question, what is your most interesting car sales story that you have?
Whew. My most interesting car sales story. That's a good question. I haven't been in the game for very, very long.
Yeah.
So, there hasn't been that many interesting things. We try to keep things pretty pretty simple and plain, right?
Okay, well, there you go. That's the answer. Listen.
Quite honestly, we don't want it to be too, too exciting for you. We just want to make sure that we guide you through and make it easy on you.
There we go.
Interesting car sales story. I'll give you one, okay? And it was just recent. And it's kind of interesting. So like I said, I'm new to the game and I'm learning how to do this. And a young lady comes in not too long ago and she says she wants to buy a truck. So I said, all right, let's help this girl out. She said she'd wanted to try one out. She's never driven one. I grab my plate. I stick it on the back of the truck that one of our employees here uses on a regular basis. We continue to drive down the highway and then we get pulled over by the police. I'm going, oh my God, there's lights. Now this is something I'm familiar with, but not while I'm on a test drive with a customer and I'm going, okay, just I'll be all right. I'm sure this has to be my fault.
And yeah.
So the window turns down and she's got her ID in her hand and the officer says, no, you can put that away. It was me. Right away, I knew it was. I put an extra plate on the back of the truck. So you know what? It was the least incriminating
incident. There you go. Bonus.
That's my interesting story. Getting pulled over by the police. And luckily, Kira, she's a new owner to a Tacoma. Things worked out for her. And she's got a Tacoma on the way. Really excited.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a great story. What do you think is the most ironic movie car? Interesting questions from Tam.
DeLorean. It's DeLorean.
DeLorean.
Ironic, iconic, or ironic?
I think
it might take both there. It might take iconic and ironic.
Love so. It. I don't know where Tanner comes up with these questions. That's
a good one. The DeLorean is very interesting. I don't know if you've watched the documentary, but the man that invented the DeLorean, he's also the same man that invented the GTO.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unbelievable story. He worked for GM Motors, and he left GM Motors to go venture into his own idea, which was the DeLorean, a car made out of stainless steel that would last forever.
And Frank Sinatra was a supporter of it?
I think you might be right about that.
Yeah, like that's... it had a bunch of celebrities that like...
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like taking the domestic market and saying...
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Let's build a car that lasts forever.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're crazy. We got to sell more cars in 5 years. But they're still kicking around.
They're still kicking around.
No rust.
I just found... I was just watching an episode... 2 nights ago with Jerry Seinfeld, Comedians in Cars, drinking coffee, and they were driving a DeLorean with Patton Oswalt.
Is that his name? That's the older fellow?
I don't know. No. The celebrity who's in the car with him.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, DeLorean. They're pretty cool. Back to the Future. Great movie.
Yeah. I give it to that.
What is one Fort McMurray gem you love going to?
Fort McMurray gem that I love going to. Am I allowed to bring up a place that's no longer here?
You can bring up anything you want.
I'd like to say I miss Gino Foligno's more than anything.
Oh, big shout out to Terry Mitchell.
Yeah, Jen Eastwood ran the store. She took care of us when we were young. She gave us all a really good place to go hang out and work. And we'll never forget her or that place for it. I mean, she's still kicking around. She works down at Ford. But she gave us a home when we were young after high school. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people in this town, I'm sure, would agree with me that we need Gino's back, Jen. Bring it back.
Well, listen, you just double answered the question, kind of. What is one hangout spot you had in Fort McMurray as a kid that the old school Fort McMurray people would know about? I think you just nailed it, but you might
kind of. But
you did a lot of hanging out. You got another spot.
I'm gonna think that was more of a school-related question. I certainly wasn't hanging out at Gino's during school because Jen wouldn't be good with that. But during school, there was definitely some places that we liked to hang out. But I'll bring up a couple spots. There was the Pit. There was the Triangle downtown, and these are all places in the bush. That we would have fires and drink beers.
That's right. Bush parties.
Those places really ring a bell. And let's give a shout out to Daryl Neubiging and the Ghetto Man. I mean, we grew up there. We were in the garage 24 hours a day playing basketball, right? Like, that was the spot, man. And I'm sure there's some people chuckling right now if they're watching this when I say the Ghetto. But
yeah. His hoop, like, he's by Westwood, right?
Yeah.
And then back alley. And I remember hearing about this spot.
Yeah, of course.
And so like people are talking about it, man, you gotta play ball there. I was just like, all right. So like one day, like my cousin, TJ Stymus, was just like around
down the street,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to TJ's house, I was like, I'll swing by. This was nothing spectacular. It wasn't like I showed up, I'm like, is this it? This is what people have been bragging about? And then like, yeah. And then like knocked on the door, here, we're here to play basketball, and there was like a crew there already.
Yeah.
Like built in. I'm like, hey, I'm here to play
ball. Four couches and a TV and
Boy, it didn't have to look good. The game that was there.
The basketball game.
The trash talking that went down. Yeah. The hangout afterwards.
Yeah.
I was just like, after that afternoon, I was like, oh no, I get it.
That's really well. I was just talking to Jose Monterey yesterday.
Oh no way.
About us all getting together for a basketball game in Edmonton. So
can we talk about Jose on camera for a little bit?
Oh, of course.
Or like, because
I don't know all that much. We've lost.
I didn't
touch,
know he was still like kicking.
He's
like,
living in Edmonton, man. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, living a real good Christian life, taking care of him and his family. So, yeah.
What? That's a name that I haven't heard in forever.
Yeah, we're really happy for Jose, man. He's doing real well for himself right now in Edmonton. And
that is great.
I said, hey, man, maybe we should meet up, have a basketball game and a beer. And he's like, well, we'll play basketball, but I won't have a beer.
So. Really? So, yeah, interesting. Man. Good to hear that he's doing okay. Awesome. Yeah, okay. Yep. Now, the last question Tanner had on the question there is like, okay, you're born and raised, you're local. You kind of already mentioned that, like, you know, like somebody that used to work with somewhere else working at another dealership.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got a lot of options. Why did you pick Norrell Toyota?
Well, I actually not just had a lot of options. I explored a few options. But you know what? I came down here and I met Keith. I had some friends of mine that said, you know what? You should really go down there and talk to those guys. They seen what I went through and they said, like, you know, I've got the drive. I really want to do this. My goal is not just to make money. My goal is to build relationships here in Fort McMurray and do my best for the people that I grew up with in this town. So
that's right.
I came down and I met Keith and it sounded like he had the same idea.
Right.
He's been doing it here for a very long time. And like I said, the locals here, their business means more to that man than anything else.
That's right.
In a case where even if someone from out of town calls us and asks us for a vehicle that we have on our lot, a lot of the times he will turn them down.
Yeah.
Just so that we have something here for someone from town.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, this is the place I'm going to make home. It's Keith. It's Fad. It's my fellow staff members here. Everybody here made me feel really welcome when I got here.
Yeah.
And the freedom, you know, to kind of express myself as who I am and do this my way.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah. So that's why you picked there. All right. Well, that's the Max City Minute questions. Thank you, Tanner, for those. He actually did disappear right now, so I don't know where Tanner's hanging out today.
He's out looking at cars, man.
Well, he likes to look, but he can't drive, so there's that. Well, he could probably drive. He just doesn't have a license. So.
Well, he'll get it.
Yeah,
we'll get him one, and then I'll get him a truck.
There we go. So as I've been asking everybody this question, dream vehicle.
For me?
Yeah.
Whew, there's a few, man.
Yeah.
You know, it all comes down to practicality. I mean, I want different vehicles for different
practicality.
Reasons.
Practicality? No, this is a dream vehicle. There's nothing practical about this.
But my dreams, I mean, I can see it being very practical that I want to jump out of a plane. So, I mean, that would be one of the vehicles I want as a plane. But
oh, wow. Okay.
That's not practical.
Right.
But it is if you're going skydiving. That's kind of what I mean by practical. No, you know what? Honestly, my favorite vehicle right now that's out there.
It's a head scratcher.
It is hard, but I've been here for a bit looking at some things, right?
Okay, so what are you looking at? You want a newer vehicle then?
Yes, yeah. You know what? I'm not going to lie, man. I'm looking at the new Supra right now. I wouldn't say it's my favorite vehicle, but as far as like if I wanted to buy something really nice for the summer, I'm looking at the Supra.
Supra, okay.
The price point is just amazing for what
you
get.
It's unbelievable.
It's like you can't get a car like that for that price. And from stock, Toyota's willing to do things to that car that other factories won't do with their stock vehicles, right?
That's right.
So I think when it comes down to it, I've looked around, I've seen a few vehicles. If it comes down to it, and I take a plunge and I'm going to buy something crazy,
that's the one.
It's going to be the new Superman. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, mine is Toyota FJ Land Cruiser from back in the day.
Wow.
Keith found me one time, and like he's looking right now, he's rolling his eyes. Keith found me a red one down in Edmonton, and this is before COVID, and it was, I think they were asking like 24,000 for it.
And Nimmer scooped it. I know our owner loves them.
He's like, dude, it was like a 1968, like Land Cruiser, like old school. He's like, dude, mint condition, but it didn't have the roof on it.
Oh.
And I was like, a 1979 MG Midget, like convertible.
Cool.
So I was like, I don't need two convertibles, man. Car that I can drive when it's raining.
There's that practicality
stuff
right.
In, right? And so, but now if I was to get that exact same vehicle, it's like almost 40K. It's crazy what COVID's done for the used cars market, especially classics.
I had a guy call about one not long ago and I asked Keith and Keith's like, good luck finding one of those, man.
Yeah, it's just not happening, but they're iconic. Cool, man. Well, you know what else is iconic? You and Fort McMurray. You really are a Fort McMurray landmark.
Awesome.
I'm born and raised there. There's certain individuals that like I get excited to talk about just because like I grew up seeing, but I've never had the opportunity to like really sit down and have a proper chat with.
Cool.
So I was very excited to sit down with you because you're just somebody I remember from high school who just loved life.
Yeah, still do, man.
Yeah, I know. So like, I was excited to sit down. So thanks for making the time. Please feel free to come back again and again and again. Come to the set. We'll come back here again. But thank you for making the time for sitting and chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, and lights. Have fun.
Certainly want to say hi to Mr. Kurt Thiessen. He's a big part of why I came down here. I'd love to say hi to Jenny, my girl Jenny Brown, just because if she does see this, she's going to smile when she hears that.
That's awesome.
And the family. I miss the family. Miss my sisters. Hope to see you guys soon. I got some new nieces and nephews, so hopefully they come up for another visit soon.
Cool. Great shout
out. Fort McMurray.
There you go. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, thanks for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our sponsors, Noral Toyota and McMurray Denture Center, for keeping the lights going. So thank you for your support. We appreciate it. I hope everybody else is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.